The Eddie B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
Masechet Sukkah has been dedicated by Celia and Isaac Jamal, Hashem Alehem Yehyu Amen, for the Hatzlecha of their dear children. May they see much nachat from all of them. May they all grow up and get married in the right time and have children healthily, happily, with beracha v'atzlacha. And may they see descendants and descendants of their descendants. Ad bi'ad goel sedek. Amen. The Masechet has also been dedicated La'ilu Nishmat Sarah Bat Adel Ruach Hashem Tanihena Began Eden. Amen. Again by Celia and Isaac Jamal. To school the mitzvot. Daf Chet. Today's Daf has been dedicated by Joshua Danziger for the Hatzlacha of Tzva Hagana LiYisrael. The skill of mitzvot. Today's daf is being studied the Alun Shmat Avraham Ben Esther. Ruach Hashem Tanihenu Began Eden. Amen. We begin today's daf on Zayin Amud Bet, and we start on the bottom of the daf. We are going to start from Amar of Yohanan. Okay, that would be right above the circle in the margin, right? Nine lines from the bottom. Amar Rabbi Yohanan, sukkah ha'asuya kekivshan. A sukkah that is made like a kivshan, which literally means a furnace. Rashi says agula, it's round. Now he's going to kosher it. So obviously Rashi says delet lekahirim. He does not hold of the opinion of Ahirim that we learned on yesterday's daf that said if you make it like a shovach, it's pasul because you don't have corners. He holds a cylindrical around sukkah like a kibshan is okay. However, it's got to be a certain size. Im yesh behekefa kedel leshevba chav dalet bnei adam kesherah. If you could fit 24 people sitting around its circumference, like you see in your picture books, in the picture number 50, you see the round sukkah, you see 24 guys sitting around it, so then already it's kesherah. Ve'im lav pesula. If not, it is pesula. So the Rashi says, "Kedel lishevba sivivot hekefa mibifnim." Okay, fine. So the Gemara wants to analyze now. Where did he get this number of? Which means you have to have a circumference of 24 amot. It's coming out, assuming that each person sits in one amah of space. So it comes to the Gemara and says, "Keman, who's this going like? Could it be? You tell me it's going like the bee? The amar." Kol sukkah she'en ba arba amot al arba amot pesula. Right, you told me Rabbi's minimum shiur of a sukkah is what? 4 amot by 4 amot. Mm-hmm. Now that's a square. So the Gemara says mechti. Let's analyze. Gavra be'amtayativ. A regular guy, he needs an amma to sit. Kol sheyesh be'kefos shelosha tefachim, yesh bo rohav tefach. Now we have a rule. A rule when it comes to circles. That whenever you have in a circle a hekef, a circumference of 3, so that makes the width 1.
Which is the
width we mean
diameter?
The center, diameter. Which means at the diameter, which means the widest part, which is that the center of the circle, draw a straight line across it, call that the diameter. So the rule is like this. The diameter is 1/3 the circumference. So if the circumference is 3, so then the diameter is going to be 1. Now, if we're going to say that we need a sukkah to have the dimensions according to the B of 4 by 4. So therefore, he comes along and says the Gemara, Bitresar Sage. Seemingly, it should not be enough to fit 12. Because if each guy takes an Amma, so long as you have a circumference of 12, you'll have a diameter of 4. Because again, it's a third. And therefore, you have your, seemingly, you have your 4 by 4. Again, it's not, the Gemara's going to reject it immediately because we're talking about a circle. But they have Amina. You need 4 by 4 like the B, right?
Yep.
So if you need 4 by 4, what did he tell you? 24. Already you should have 12 people sitting around the sukkah. And therefore you'll get a diameter of 4. And there's, you got your shita 4. Look at Rashi.
Please.
Keman. Keman ba'er Rabbi Yochanan sukkah gedola kol kach. He said you need such a big sukkah. Can it be? Da'amar dalir amot ba'inan. Is he holding like the bee that says you need 4 amot? But miha. Da'al korach letlan tana de mafish b'shi'urat de sukkah kevateh. Which means we haven't seen anybody that says you need a bigger sukkah,
right,
more than the bee. But he's the biggest opinion. Who's he going like when he tells you you need 24 people sitting around? When she does that, everybody sits in an amma. Nimsa hekefa chav dalid amot. The kaima, each guy's an amma. 24 guys sitting around. Is 24 amot. So comes to Rashi and says, "Vekaima lan." Here's a klal in circles. Kol agun sheyesh behekefo gimel tefachim yesh beruchbo tefach. Klal, the diameter is 1/3 of the circumference. Dichtiv beyam she'asah Shlomo. The construction of the Beit Hamikdash, right, of the yam, right, the water that he built, the pool. Eser ba'ama misvato el svato agul saviv vekav shiloshim ba'ama yisov oto saviv, which means it says that the circumference was 30 amma while the diameter was 10. So you see over there at the shi'ud le'eser amot rohav, for 10 amma with 30 amma hekef alma hachaname betresar amotekep, with 12 amma circumference, sagi deneve putya arba, that its width will be 4. Right? You're looking for the B. You need 4. You got 4. So the Gemara says, hold it. Animile be'igula. That's only said by a circle. Rashi says, the be'ekev gimal ikaravha tefah. That you have that 3-to-1 ratio. Aval biribua baya tefe. But when it comes to a square is more. Why? Look at Rashi. Bi'gula. Rohav tefah yesh bo vehu agul. Vechol agul en rohbo ela be'emsaito. Which means when we say you have 12 circumference, 4 width, that's only at the widest part. Because of course it narrows as you go lower and as you go up. When the Rabbi said 4x4, it's a square. It's 4 amot at any point going across. Right. It's got to be 4 on the side as well as it's in the middle. Right, in a square, you have a bigger hekefah, circumference, so to speak. So therefore, the question is, what are you telling me that it's enough to be a 12? It's not so. 12 is good for a circle. But we need the configuration of 4x4, which is a
square.
So the Gemara analyzes. The Gemara is going to give you the calculation. The Gemara says, mechti. Let's analyze. Kama miruba yoter al aigul. How much is a square's area,
perimeter.
We'll call it perimeter. How much bigger is the square than the circle? Which means, look at the picture on the right in your Gemara. If you have a circle and you want to put a square around the circle,
right?
So obviously it's going to be a little bigger than the circle, right? So how bigger is the square
in area to the
circle? So the Gemara says, Rabia, it's going to be a quarter. Okay. Rashi explains that. Mechdi, fourth line. Kama miruba yeter ala igul. How much is the square? More in area than the circle. Rabia, a quarter, meaning. Matnitini, ba'arba'in ve'tesha middot. That's a Mishnah in middot. Now she says, even without the Mishnah, you can see it. It's obvious to the Einayim. Why? The ilu amma agula. If you have a amma agula, meaning an amma in width of the diameter of a circle, shalosh amot makifa. Which means, fact, you see that an amma diameter, you need 3 amot to go around. I mean, draw the diameter first, okay? Now, how much rope do you need to go around that amma? You need 3. The amma mirubat. Now, make that same amma, to square it, you're going to need four sides. To square the amma, you're going to need four times. Right? To each side. So you see what? This is the circle is three, and this is four. So therefore, it's a quarter more. Oh, so the Gemara says, okay, so we're looking for a square. So instead of 12, go to 16.
So
go to 16. And now you'll have 16, which is a quarter more. Now you have the your box in the square. So the Gemara's third one, b'shitzar seger. The Kaurat should be good with 16. Which means if you have a circumference of 16, so therefore the Kaurat, you should be, because a square is a quarter more. So add the quarter to your circle, go from 12 to 16, and now you have the proper shi'ud. Gemara says, no, saying it backwards. That's talking about where the circle is in the square. Now we need the other way around. But when you're putting a square in a circle, which is, that's what we need, by the way, which means the shi'ur of inside the circle has to be the shi'ur of a square that's 4x4. So you're really putting, go back to your case of the furnace, right, of that round sukkah, circular sukkah, you need to put a square in the circle. And that's a different shi'ur. Ba'ya tafeh. So that's already more than a quarter. Why? Mishum mursha de karneta. Because of the protrusions of the corners. Right? So when you're making a circle, right, you gotta go around
the outside corners
of the square, and therefore it's going to be more than a quarter. So the question is, how much more is it going to be? So the Gemara says, mechdi. Let's analyze. What is it? Kol amta b'ribu'a. Any amma of a square, amta v'tre chumsha be'alachsona, is 1 2/5. Yeah, 1 2/5 in diagonal. Take a perfect, I think a square. A square is perfect, right? Amma, right? Draw the hypotenuse, what they call it, or the diagonal. The diagonal is always going to be 1 2/5 of the regular sides. Okay, that's the mathematical equation, this Pythagorean theorem, and this is the Gemara is telling us as a fact. Now, so if it's 1 2/5, so now the Gemara says, let's analyze in our case over here. We have a not the diameter, the diagonal.
So what do they call it?
Now, what, that's going to be the diameter, exactly.
Which means like this.
Now you go, you have your square of 4x4. So what is the diagonal going to be in a square of 4? It's going to be 5 3/5. Okay? Now, 5 3/5. Now, happens to be, rule, your diagonal of a square is your diameter of the circle. Okay, so therefore, look at your pictures right in your Gemara. The second picture, where you have your square in the circle, this is a 4x4 square, so your diagonal from point to point in the square is going to be 5 3/5. Go to the center of the square at the widest part, draw a line across, it's also going to be 5 3/5. So therefore, if it's 5 3/5, speak it out, we know that the circumference is 3 times, so therefore 5 3/5 times 3 is going to be 16 4/5. So therefore the Gemara is saying, you need in a circular sukkah like the Kivshan, you need a circumference of 16 4/5, which is, you came along and said to Yohanan, you got to fit 24 people. 24 people is 24 amot. What do you mean 24 amot? So long as you have 16 4/5 in circumference, which will give you a diameter of 5 3/5, which is the same as the diagonal of a square, if you placed it inside of 5 3/5, so that's your shi'ud. So to that, the Gemara speaks it out. The Gemara says, Mechti, kol amta b'ribu'a, any amma in a square, amta v'trechumsha b'alechsona, is 1 2/5 in the alechson. B'shibsar nechi chumsha sagya, with 17 minus a fifth, it'll be enough. 16 4/5, exactly like you said. So to that, the Gemara says, lo dak. All right, the Rabbi Yohanan wasn't precise. It was 16 and 4 fifths. He said 24. So the Gemara says, Imur da'amrina lo dak purta. When do you say lo dak? Purta, if it's off a little. Tuva, mi amrinan. But to come along and say lo dak from 16 and 4 fifths to 24, now you don't say lo dak. Mi amrinan? Mi amrinan lo dak? Do you say lo dak in such a case? So amale mor kishisha bered rab hazdal rab asher. He comes along and says, no, I'll tell you where you're going wrong. Nisavart, you hold gavra be'amtayativ. Right, you thought that one guy sits in an amar. No, you're wrong. That's your mistake. Tlatna gavre, three people betarte amtayatve. Three people are able to sit in two amot. And now I'll go make the calculation. Kama havlehu, how many are you going to have over here? How many are you going to have over here? Shitzar. You're going to have 16. Which means, how are you going to have 16? Which means, what? Very good. Which means you're telling me over here, he gave me the shoot of 24 diameter. Okay? Now, in 24, you could fit three people in every two amot. How many people is that now?
16.
Right, yeah. So let's say it was 16. Okay? So now, so it's 16. You have to take off 8. Subtract 8. Again, instead of one amot per guy, which is 24, it's now 24 people. Right. But 24 people can fit in 16 amot. Very good. Because you could fit three people in two amot. So the Gemara says, so really he wasn't that off.
Right.
He came along and said, you need a circumference of 16. Anan shivsar nechi hum shabainan. Really, it's 16 and 4 fifths.
Okay.
So therefore the Gemara says, lo dak. All right, from 16 to 16 and 4 fifths, already you can say, lo dak. The Gemara says, no, we can't accept that. Imur da aminan lo dak lechumra. Lekulami amrinan lo dak, which means when do you say lo dak? You say it by adding. You go over, but you don't go under. Which means if he would have said 18, okay, 18, fine. It's really. But if he would have said 17, even 17 and 16 and 4 fifths, okay, you're up by a fifth, but you went over. But you don't go lo dak lekula. If I need 16 and 4 fifths, you can't tell me 16 because it's not kosher. So therefore, you can't say lo dak going on the on the low. So the Gemara says, Amar le Rav Aseh le Rav Asher. So he revamps. Le'olam gamra be'amta yativ. Really, it's one for one. And therefore, when he said 24 people, it's really 24 amot. Because one guy per amma. V'Rabbi Yohanan, only problem is like this. We misunderstood Rabbi Yohanan. Makom gavre lo kahashiv. He's not discussing where they're sitting, meaning inside. He meant 24 people sitting on the outside, right? Which means if you look in your pictures, 54. So therefore, let's go back like this. We thought originally that what? That he's talking about a circumference of 24.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Now, if your circumference was of 24, how much was your diameter? 8. Yeah. Right?
Right?
But now that we're telling you, no. He's not discussing the guy sitting inside. Okay. So if the guys are not sitting inside, you could subtract from your inside 2 amot. Right? One on each side of where the people are sitting. So now you could make your diameter 6. And if your diameter is 6, so then your circumference is going to be 18. So therefore the Gemara speaks that out. Gemara says, Kama havu lehu, how much is it going to be? So Gemara says, Temne sare, it's going to be 18. Mm-hmm. Okay? So the Gemara says, Bishivsar nechi chumsha sagya. What do you mean 18? We made the calculation, it's enough to have 16 and 4 fifths. Hainu de lo dak. Okay, so that's what it meant. Lo dak ul humra lo dak. And it was lo dak le humra, which means when he said 18, it's really 16 and 4 fifths. So again, the maskarat gemara of Yohanan's statement is as follows. Really, we're talking about not the inside of the circle where they're sitting. We're talking about 24 people.
sitting on the outside. Okay? Now, for 24 people sitting on the outside, that means in your inside, again, you're able to subtract two amot, one amah from each side, because we're not talking about people sitting on the inside. So therefore, you narrow it down to six amot on the inside diameter. Going according to our rules that we learned today, that will cause you a circumference of 18. And therefore, he's trying to tell you that when you have 24 guys sitting on the outside, then therefore you have a circumference of 18. So therefore, that'll be kasher. You'd have to get 18. Rabbi, we know the rules. It's got to be a square. A square, its hypotenuse is what? A square of 4 by 4 is 5 and 3 fifths.
Yeah.
5 and 3 fifths will take you to a circle of 16 and 4 fifths.
Lodak.
You're right. Lodak. Lodak lechumra. Which is, we told you, 18. Rabbanan de Kisre. The rabbis of Kisre, of Caesarea. The Amri la Dayana de Kisre. And some say the judges from Caesarea. Amre, they have a different formula when it comes to circles. A circle that's inscribed in a square, riva. They agree that the square is going to be one quarter more, like we said. However, of the perimeter of the square. Ribua denafik migor igula palga. But they hold that when you have a square inscribed in a circle, so the circle is going to be in a perimeter a half more than the perimeter of the square. Now the Gemara says, look at Rashi. Rashi gives you the calculations now. Right. Aval ribu'a migur igula palga. Now let's analyze it for a second. If you have a square that is 4 by 4, okay? Now, in your circle that you're putting around the square, is the square is inscribed in the circle. So now, we're coming to tell you, we learned until now, that what? So really, it's more like the diameter of your circle equals the hypotenuse or the diagonal of the square.
Yeah.
So in that case over there, we said it's 5 3/5. So therefore, it means diameter 5 3/5. So your circumference is 16 4/5. So that's why we had the whole problems over there. When you get to 24, and then we had to come out, you're sitting on the outside, etc. Now he comes along and says, no. When you inscribe a square in a circle, so if the size of the square is 4, right? So the perimeter or the added area of the circle is going to be a half more of the square, which is going to be, let's say, it's going to be 50% more.
Look at Rashi.
Kishatam mirabeya, top Rashi. Kishatam mirabeya betocha gul. And you put your square in your circle. Atam motzi mimenu, you're going to remove from it hatsiya shi'ur hanisha'ar bo. You're going to take away half the shi'ur that's left in it. Dehainu tilta dechula. Hilkach, therefore, leshesh esre ribua saricha igula makifo sabiv liyot esrim varba. Which means it's going to come out that you're going to have an additional 8, which is going to be 1/3 of the total, and therefore you're going to end up with 24, which is according to the Rabbanan of Kisri. They actually said that Rabbi Yohanan was right when he said 24. It means 24 guys sitting on the inside, and you need a circumference of 24. Why? Because that's the shiur, that when you put a square of 4 by 4 in a circle, so therefore it's going to, you're going to have to add to the square 1.5 times,
yeah.
And therefore that's going to make it from 16, which is the area of the square.
Wow.
You're going to have to add 8. It's going to come out, which is 1/3 of the circle. The circle is 1/3 more, and therefore it's going to be 24. Now that's a calculus that's hard to understand.
Yeah,
it's a that's hard to understand because mathematically it doesn't work out. And the Gemara admits to that. The Gemara says, "Velahi, it's not so." Dakahazinan Delavikulahai. And we do see that the circle is not that much bigger than the square. No, but it's like we just said. Yeah. So, meaning it's the shiurim that we mentioned before. So therefore, the Gemara rejects the opinion of Rabbanan de Kisri. Now, the Tosfot points out must be that Rabbanan de Kisri knew what they were talking about. Ela, the Gemara did not have an understanding of the way we're talking about. So the way they understood Rabbanan of Kisri, they said it has no... makes no sense. But maybe their calculation had an understanding with what they were talking about, because otherwise it's just it's seemingly a gross mistake. Yeah. Meaning we know that it's not so. Like she said on the Amud Rishon, you can see with your eyes these things, you know, how big they are and how small they are. So they have to say that the rabbis had a misunderstanding of what the Dayanik Kisri was saying, and then they came along and said, no, velohi. Right? Look at what she says, velad miltai. It's not that big. We said that the diameter is the shiur of the alakson, of the diagonal. And we know that it's 1 2/5. So therefore it's not... So therefore what we're saying is you have to say that the Baran Kisri knew what they were talking about. Right. But the rabbis didn't understand it. The way they understood it, they said, no, it's impossible. It can't be. And so let's just review quickly. Rabbanan de Kisri, they're coming along and saying that the square that's inscribed is 4x4, which is 16. The circle is a half more than that. And therefore it would be 8 more. So therefore you go 16 to add 8, would be 24. So it comes out the circle is a third more, like that she said, than the square in this case over here. That's why the Bihanan said you need 24 people sitting around, which would make you a circumference of 24, which would give you a diameter of 8, which could fit a square of 4x4 inside. And that's what I said. No, the mathematics that is not correct. Rabbi Levi, Mishum Rabbi Meir, Shte Sukkot Shel Yosrim. Okay, you have 2 Sukkot of potters, meaning people that sell pottery. Zu Lifni Mizu. One is on the outside, and right behind it is another sukkah. So it's 2 sukkot back to back to each other. Now, what do they do with these, the potters? They live in the back sukkah. That's their house, so to speak. And in the front sukkah, that's where they sell their goods. Okay, if you look in your picture books and your Ha'od Ve'Adar, you have a picture in Kuf Aleph, you just see 2 sukkot back to back to each other. Again, the potter lives in the back, and in the front he puts merchandise and he does business. Okay. So now the Gemara says, "Hapinimit, hapinimit ena sukkah." The inner sukkah, meaning the one in the back, that's not a sukkah. Vehayevet bimzuzah, and it's actually hayav in a mezuzah. Rashi, shte sukkot shel yosrim. That was the way of the people that used to make pottery. Bimehem, osim nehem shte sukkot zu lifnim mizu. They make the back-to-back sukkot. The pnimit hudar. He lives in the back one. Umatzniya kederotav. And he puts all his merchandise back there. Ubechisona uosim melechto. He does his work in the front. Umotzi kederotav lemkor. And he has a shop over there. That's where he sells the goods. Pnimit en asuka imbali shem betocha behag l'shem suka. If you're going to come sit in the back one for the sake of suka, no good. Why? Vafagav de lo ba'in en suka l'shem hag. Even though, according to Betelel, which we're going to learn later on, you don't have to build the suka l'shem suka. It's enough, so long as you built the structure for the sake of shade, it's okay. You don't have to say L'shem Yehud before you build the sukkah, I'm building this for the sake of sukkah. No, a guy's building because he wants to protect himself from the sun. No intention for sukkah. Now sukkot comes, you know what, there's a great structure. According to Betelel, no problem. So the Chaura, what's the problem with this back sukkah? Why isn't it not considered for sukkot? So he says, here it's not a sukkah, you know why? It's not recognizable that you're sitting in this sukkah for the sake of sukkah. Why? Because he lives there all year round. So he's not living in a place that's recognizable that he's doing it for sukkah. He sleeps there, he eats there. That's where the guy lives all year long. So therefore, from a sukkah standpoint, meaning for somebody else, this is a kosher sukkah. But for this guy, since he lives in it all year long, it looks like his house, so to speak. And therefore, even though it might have the construction of a sukkah, it's not going to be good for him. So, and he has to put a mezuzah, because that becomes his house. As she says, "V'chayevet mezuzah le'olam mishum dechol dina toba." That's where he lives. So comes the Gemara and says, "V'chitzona," fifth line, sukkah. The outer sukkah is considered a sukkah, it's kosher. Uftura min mezuzah. Rashi, "V'chitzona sukkah v'yotze b'yedei chovato." Again, you don't have to dismantle it and put it back together for the sake of the hag. Even though he built it for business, he built it to sell his goods. Doesn't matter. And we're not worried about it, that it's not being recognizable. Since all year long he doesn't live in the outer sukkah, the hashta dayir ba, now he's living in it. He got it, so it's recognizable. Uftura min mezuzah Rashi le'olam. You never have to put a mezuzah here. Why? De'lav dirai she'ena asuya ela latzet ve'lebad derech sham ulechnis sham tagarim. Which means even during the year, you don't have to put a mezuzah on this. Why? Because it's just really a passageway for people to go in and out, business. It's not a place of living. Comes again and says ve'amai. Why not? Which is, why should the outer one not be hayav in a mezuzah? We have a law of a bet sha'ar. Bet sha'ar is like a gatehouse that's a booth in front of the house. Right? You used to have like a security booth, let's say, in front of the houses. And that security booth, that bet sha'ar, needed a mezuzah. So which is all year long, bottom line, to get into the guy's house, he's got to walk through the outer sukkah to get into the inner sukkah. Yeah. So the inner sukkah, he tell me, he lives there all year round, needs a mezuzah. So the outer sukkah shouldn't be worse than a bet sha'ar, which is a structure in front of the house that also needs a mezuzah. As she says, v'teve ke bet sha'ar apinimi dekayim alam bebenachot bakom etzlamat dechayam bemezuzah medrabbanan. Bet sha'ar, as she says, pirka belash lefnei abayit. Right, like a little house, a hut, or not a hut, a booth before the house. Gemara answers, mishum de lo kabiya, because it's not permanent. That she says, lo zu ve lo zu davar kavua, ve'en apinimit chashuva liyot la bet sha'ar. None of them are permanent. But the main point is, even the inner one is not permanent like a house, to say that the bet sha'ar in front of it is going to need a mezuzah.
Yeah.
When do you say a bet sha'ar needs a mezuzah? When it's in front of a brother's house.
Yeah.
Now, you want to tell me the back sukkah needs a mezuzah? Okay, because he's living there and he's still, that's where he has all his functions, etc. Fine. But now you want to go a step further and say that the bet sha'ar in front of it, first of all, that back sukkah itself is not a permanent structure. Yeah. And therefore, the rabbis are not going to impose for the bet sha'ar in front of it a mezuzah. So therefore, the front does not need a mezuzah at all. Taru Rabbanan, we have a braita. Ganbach.
Yeah.
Now we talk about four types of sukkot. Rashet Tevot, Ganbach. Sukkot Goyim. Right, that's a sukkah that the goyim built. The common denominator between all these cases is it's built by people that are not obligated to sit in sukkah. That she says goyim sha'asuyal ladur b'bimot hama. They built huts, summer huts, in order to protect themselves from shade. Sukkat nashim, or ladies, they built these huts, not obligated in sukkah. Sukkat behema. That's a sukkah that a farmer builds, or a person that has animals, to protect his animals from the sun. Sukkat kutim, or a sukkah of the kutim. We said those were the converts, that they were really not legitimate converts, so this is also not hayav. They were considered like goyim. So that's ganbach. Goyim, nashim, behema, kutim, ganbach. And then the braita says, sukkah mikol makom. For that matter, any sukkah, meaning even an inferior sukkah, which the Gemara will explain what that means, kishera, ubilvad sheteh misukechet kilcheta. So long as it has schach according to the halakha. So the Gemara says, my kilcheta, what do you mean kilcheta? What does that mean? Of course, if it's a sukkah, it's got to have the proper schach. But no, Amar of Chazda, vehu she'asa'a lesel sukkah.
Right.
you have to build it for shade. Mm. Which means, obviously the Goyim did not build the sukkah, l'shem sukkah. Mm-hmm. They're not obligated to sit in there. But so long as they built it for shade, according to Beit Hillel, that's all you need. You don't need sukkah l'shem hag. You need a sukkah l'shem sel. And it was, since it was built l'shem sel, even though it was built by people that are not obligated, the Jew can sit on it on Sukkot. So the Gemara says, Mikol makom latu yemai. Then you said, you know what?
Inferior.
Any sukkah is okay. Meaning even in more inferior sukkah. What's that coming to include? Gemara says, La'atuyeh sukkat rakbash. To come include four more sukkot. Rashi Tevot, rakbash. Detanu Rabbanan. We have a braita. Sukkat rakbash. What is sukkat rakbash? Sukkat ro'im, that's a sukkah that's built by shepherds, which means they build a sukkah over there, right, to protect themselves from the sun when they're watching the sheep, right? So they want to protect themselves, so they build a sukkah. Sukkat kayatsim. Kayatsim are the fig watchers in the field when they have the figs out there lying out to dry, so they want to protect themselves, so they put themselves in a hut. Sukkat burganin. Burganin is the watchman of the city. They built for themselves huts over there also. And sukkat shomre perot. Right, the guys that are watching the fields, the fruit fields, so therefore they also built for themselves sukkah. So that's Rashi Tevot, Rakbash, Ro'im, Kayatsim, Burganim, and Shomre Perot. Now the common denominator between all these sukkot are what? They're all built by Yisraelim. However, it's sukkot that were built not for the purpose of sukkot. So the Gemara says, Sukkah mikol makom kesherah. The Braita continues and says, this is the second Braita.
Yeah.
That not only is Rakbash okay, but what? Sukkah mikol makom is kosher. So it comes that you have two Braitot. The first Braita says, Sukkah ganbach. Yeah. And sukkah mekol makom.
Right.
Second braita says sukkat rakbash and sukkah mekol makom.
Correct.
So now the second braita, when it says sukkat rakbash, the Gemara says, and you also said mekol makom. What is the mekol makom coming to say? Ubevad shetem mesukeket kelketah. So give up. As long as it's mesukat kelketah, my kelketah. Amar of chazdavu shasaa. Again, you got to make it l'shem shein. Mekol makom la'atu yemai. In the second braita of rakbash, what is the mekol makom? Sukkah. It's coming to the other ones.
Right.
So therefore, each braita is referring to the other ones.
Right.
Which is, each rabbi thinks that the other ones are worse. The first braita says, ganbach, kosher. But you know what? Even in inferior ones like rakbash, it's okay. The second braita says, rakbash is kosher. And even ganbach is okay. Which is worse, is okay. So the Gemara says, the first braita of ganbach. And ganbach is built by people that are obligated in sukkah. Ali male ganbach. He holds that the ganbach sukkot are better. Why? Mishum dekibi'i. Because they're more permanent. Because they build these sukkot, they build these huts, I should say, on a permanent basis. Which means these huts over here have more permanency. Vekatana mikol makom la'atuye rakbash, they look at me. The rakbash sukkot are seasonal, which means they're less temporary. Why does she say? Pa'amim ro'im kan, pa'amim ro'im kan. Kishe'achlu etamir'e. Once the sheep finish eating all the pasture, they move on. So they take it apart to go somewhere else. Vechen kayatsim. Once the figs can be daily. Once the figs dry up, kishi yibshu alchim la'em v'sotim sukatam. So therefore, it's like for sure the ganbach, which is more permanent, is okay. Even the rakbash, which is built for such a temporary way, that's also going to be okay. Now let's go the other way. Ve'ay tana de rakbash alim ale rakbash de bnei hayubaninu. The rakbash at least is built by people that are hayav. The Ro'im are Jewish, right? The Shomre Perot, the Kayatsim, etc. They're Jewish. So therefore, for sure that's okay. V'etana mikol makom latu yeganbach, delaber hayubaninu. And the Hadush is even ganbach that's built by people that are not Hayav and Sukkah, still even according to them, it's going to be kasher. Baruch Adonai le'olam.